Hey, this is Victoria Baylor with, from DressinTen.com, the style and educational resource place for the woman on the go. Hey, just checking in with you for this Monday's Motivational Monday topic. You might notice I switched formats just a little bit. Instead of doing the video, I think it'd be really great to do a sound file. That way you can listen to it if you're on the way to work, or you know, you don't have to worry about being concentrated on my face. You can just take it all in and work around the house or whatever you choose to do. But as far as today's topic, I was just thinking. So I woke up, like most people, to, of course, my news feed being like completely saturated with everything detailed about the Oscars. And although I'm not a huge fan, I am a bit of a movie buff, but I don't really follow the award shows, and I kind of like select movies that I like. But what I'd like to focus on is the gaffe, or the little mistake that took place, I guess, at the announcing of the... Excuse me. Oh, pardon the sneeze. The mistake that took place, I guess, when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway announced the Best Picture Award. And I just thought about mistakes. And it's always interesting in life. You know, that's one thing I must say is completely unavoidable. You can put it right up there with death and taxes. Mistakes happen. And sometimes I find myself wondering, like, when am I going to make the next biggest mistake? So, you know, there's everyday mistakes. I forgot to pick up the peas from the grocery store. You know, oh my goodness, I forgot to pick up my husband's stuff from the cleaners. There's little things. But then there's sometimes those bigger oops. You know, I forgot to sign my child up for something, you know, or for to be in a new school and she doesn't get in. And, you know, just those typical things that can happen. And then sometimes there's just bigger stuff. But it's always the question of, how am I going to handle these gaffes, these mistakes? And I always like to think, it's kind of like the old adage goes, to err is human, to forgive is divine. The truth is, I always find that the real crux of acceptance begins with, and forgiveness begins within yourself. It really depends on how you see yourself and you see mistakes. Now, I'm not telling you to haphazardly blow off any mistakes that you make, or other people make mistakes, or the other mistakes other people have made, because truth be told, mistakes do come with consequences, and oftentimes those consequences aren't very pleasant. And I have found myself reaping consequences of things that I mistakenly did years ago, even if it wasn't like intentional. That's just a factor of life. But what I have grown in, and what I've encouraged others to do, is just to see yourself as a human being. Mistakes happen. And especially when you're a woman on the go, you're the quintessential Dressing 10 woman, where you are, you know, making the world rotate for so many different people, whether you're a wife, mother, professional, you're a student, no matter what you are, oftentimes, you know, we're so hard on ourselves. We do so much and we get so much right every day, but whenever we have a snafu, for some reason, the only thing that sticks out in the forefront of our mind is that problem. So I just kind of want you to put your life into maybe a different type of perspective. You're human. You're just as human as the next person. You just can't keep it together all the time. Smart and wise people make well-informed decisions. I try to do that. I try to get information, have enough knowledge ahead of time. And even with that, I still sometimes make mistakes. I think I bought something the other day. It might have been like a juicer or something like that. And I hadn't thought all the way through. You know, I mean, the product works great and I like to juice, but I never thought about, oh, well, how would my body respond to juicing? So, you know, you drink all this juice and there's sugar in it, and then your body's like, oh, wait, that might be a little bit too much for my system. So I had to kind of scale back. So there's just some things you live and you learn. And I think I was playing with my daughter's hair the other day. We were trying to tease out her natural curl pattern, and we let it dry, put this special product in it, let it dry. And it was soft. It was really soft. And then, you know, as the day went on, you know, I guess the heat stripped the moisture out of it, and it didn't retain its softness and its moistness. And she was really disappointed. And I had to tell her, I was like, look, we're doing this for the first time. We don't know what results we're going to get, but we'll try something else. And I think that's sometimes what we need to do in life. It's like, look, you had one stab at this. You know, some things we're doing for the first time ever. And if you flub, it happens. You're just a person. Well, you figured out a way not to do it. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps and try it again. You'll find that to be true in your career choice, whatever that is, in your home life, in your interactions with people. The main thing is to make sure you don't stay the same, that you change, you evolve, and you become better. And I'm just real thankful to God that I have so many wise people in my, circle. I have a really awesome church family. I'm connected to people that just being around them helps me grow and helps sharpen me as a person. And have those people, unfortunately, been the victims of some of my bad mistakes? Yeah, you can say that even when having friends, especially if I've had friends for 20 and 30 years. I haven't always been an angel. I've made mistakes or jumped the gun or, might have been too sensitive or might have been defensive in certain situations. But with friends, you talk things out, you iron out the wrinkles, you grow, and you move forward. And such is life, right? So if you want to be a viable, growing, living, breathing person, you have to come to terms with your mistakes. You have to be able to look yourself in the mirror. Even if you made a mistake and you should have known better, there's some things that just you have to let go. If you hold on to them, you'll never progress forward. Forgive yourself. And oftentimes, that's probably the hardest weight we carry is not so much how others feel about us, it's how we feel about ourselves. And I'm proud to always alleviate that weight when I turn to the Bible, in my case, and I realize, like, okay, God's not holding a grudge against me. He's not beating me up for the mistakes I make. If I am just repentant in my heart and I'm sorry and I turn away from those things, then it's all good. So, I'm a mom of a child. Every time I look at my child, I don't think about the milk she spilled last week. That's my baby. So I'm always happy to know that God thinks of me the same way, and I can face every day because I know I have that assurance and that hope. So just want to encourage you guys. Hey, the Oscar mistake, look, I ain't feeling sorry for those people. They make millions of dollars, make movies. Who cares? They fix the mistake, whatever. I'm not even really concerned about the winners, but I am concerned about how how we see the mistakes in our lives. So anyhow, slough all that dead stuff off of you. Today's a new day. Let's start new. Let's move forward. You do so many good things. Don't let that negativity drag you down. With that being said, that is your Motivational Monday tip. Move forward and carry on. Until next Monday, take care. Bye.